Chapter 3. The Secrets of Pond House.
"Tissalo's treasure?" Penelope asked, suddenly excited in spite of herself. "What do you mean by treasure?"
"I'll show you what I mean. Come in quickly, before it starts to rain, proper-like."
The gnome hurried back down his jetty, again leaving Penelope with her fainted friend.
"Hey, hello! I'm not going anywhere without my friend, you know," she shouted.
Boris raised his hand, spun around, and hurried back.
"All right, take that arm and I'll take this one. On three now."
The pair lifted Knuckles and dragged him down the jetty, through the doorway and into the cold and cheerless pond house. An unlit, pot-bellied stove sat in the middle of a small, dusty living room. Beside the stove, close to the window on her left, there was a table with only one stool. They lowered Knuckles onto it, the gnome cursing and grunting under the strain.
"He will be okay, won't he?" Penelope asked in concern.
Boris, too agitated to care whether the squirrel woke or not, nodded absently while rubbing his hands.
"Aye, aye, in time. Just rub his ears a little. Wait here."
He hurried through a doorway leading into a second room of a cramped abode that looked to belong to an inventor. Running along the right-hand wall, there was a workbench covered in all sorts of contraptions and tools, and even a gun with a wide barrel shaped like a funnel. Attached to the wall above the desk, there were three sets of shelves, all cluttered with gadgets that softly...